Katy Perry at 3BA, Teenage Dream, 21 away from 9, PT and the Big Show. Good morning to you. Good morning to Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. Hello, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Tuesday, so it's time to shoot the breeze. What were you doing there when you answered the phone? You were saying goodbye to someone?
Yeah, I was saying goodbye to Mark, my partner.
Oh, what were you doing, Zooming?
We were on Zoom. I was having coffee and he was eating pizza.
Once upon a time, we used to spoon, but now we Zoom.
Yeah, exactly.
We haven't even had a chance. I didn't get a chance to tell you what topics we're touching on. So we're moving around here in the dark, and we're going to talk about a shade of white paint that, according to scientists, could eliminate the need for air conditioners in our homes. Please tell me more. It's piqued my interest.
Yeah, this is cool. So this was actually the whitest paint that's been created in a lab in Purdue University. And basically it's so white that it can reduce or even eliminate the need for air conditioning. Now, it's actually a shade of white that's now made it into the Guinness Book of World Records because it's so white. And the researchers believe that not only will this lower energy bills, it can also help with curbing global warming.
Wow, that is huge. And if it's so white, does that mean we can do away with lights as well?
Well, they're saying that the paint reflects 98.1% of solar radiation, so it emits an infrared heat. So the idea is that it absorbs less heat from the sun than it emits. So I don't know if it could change in terms of lighting, but it definitely becomes capable of coating the surface so it's cooled down. And they're saying that, you know, it would result in a cooling power of around 10 kilowatts.
All right, so I'm guessing this is going on the outside of our homes, not the inside.
Not necessarily, because if you have it on the inside, it means you won't need aircon.
Right, so it is designed to go on the inside of your home, right?
It's white paint. You can use it for multiple things. You can so it's interesting. Now, a lot of properties have been created in a way that's meant to be heat resistant, and we know that that's not always been successful. So there's an argument that can be made that this white paint could be painted over those properties as well to help lower the heating and also lower energy bills.
So have they worked out if we allow our kids to finger paint with this white paint, will it cool their tempers as well?
No.
Oh, geez, I thought I was onto something there, Alex. I really did think I was onto something there. Let's talk about COVID. How do you know if you're really eligible to receive a COVID exemption? What does the law say on this, Alex Chelios?
I've heard quite a few people who are vaccine hesitant say that they are not going to get it because they are allowed to be exempt. Now, the exemption eligibility is actually quite complicated, especially when it comes to doctors granting exemptions for COVID-19 vaccines. Now, a patient has to have medical contraindications to all of the COVID-19 vaccines available for use. So it's not even just about one particular vaccine. That's what is required to be exempt from the COVID-19 vaccination requirements. So if a patient has that and it requires testing, then that's when they're eligible. So a lot of people don't actually know if that's true. They don't know how the substances in different vaccines will respond to them. So they're just making the claim, for example, people who have Pfizer or Moderna, who have had a history of anaphylaxis, could be at risk. But that doesn't mean that they're necessarily at risk for other vaccines. So that's why it's more complicated than just, you know, I'm allowed to go against it. And doctors really need to be careful, especially when we're talking about the Medical Board of Australia and how that they've warned their doctors that they risk disciplinary action if they start, you know, being impartial in regards to the advice that they get regarding vaccines.
Yeah, be very, very careful on how you open Pandora's box on that one as far as that's a very intricate and complicated web that's being weaved by some people where COVID exemptions are concerned. Alex Chelios, always a pleasure to catch up. I'll let you get back to Zooming Mark and have a wonderful week, won't you?
Thank you so much.
Alex Chelios, shooting the breeze from thebigsmoke.com.au. It's 17 to 9.